Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 6. Flee for safety, people of Benjamin. Flee from Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Raise the signal over Beth Hakerem. For disaster looms out of the north, even terrible destruction. I will destroy daughter Zion, so beautiful and delicate. Shepherds with their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her, each tending to his own portion. Prepare for battle against her. Arise, let us attack at noon. But alas, the daylight is fading, and the shadows of evening grow long. So arise, let us attack at night and destroy her fortresses. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. This city must be punished. It is filled with oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. Take warning, Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate, so that no one can live in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again, like one who is gathering grapes. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so that they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. Pour it out on the children in the street, and on the young men gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down with years. Their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives, when I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, you nations, you who are witnesses. Observe what will happen to them. Hear, you earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words, and they've rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba, or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles before this people. Parents and children alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bow and spear. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, daughter Zion. We have heard reports about them, and our hands hang limp. Anguish has gripped us, pain like that of a woman in labor. Do not go out to the fields or walk on the roads, for the enemy has a sword, and there is terror on every side. Put on sackcloth, my people, and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as for an only son, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you a tester of metals, and my people are the ore, so that you may observe and test their ways. They are all hardened rebels, going about to slander. They are bronze and iron. They all act corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire. But the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are called rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. Now this chapter opens with an interesting one-verse warning for the tribe of Benjamin. And it's interesting because Jeremiah is from the tribe of Benjamin. So we don't know whether this is the word that the Lord is speaking through Jeremiah about the coming destruction from Babylon, or Jeremiah himself is warning. But nevertheless, it says, "Flee for safety, people of Benjamin. Flee from Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Raise the signal over Beth Hakkerem. For disaster looms out of the north, even so terrible destruction." At the time of this writing, friends, the tribe of Benjamin was interspersed with the tribe of Judah. And so the southern kingdom consisted primarily of those from Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. The Levites were also intertwined with them. Of course, there were certain members of other tribes, but those were the dominant groups that comprised the southern kingdom of Judah. So Jeremiah is warning his people to flee for safety, that judgment is coming. God himself is responsible for bringing this judgment. He's using enemy armies as a vehicle of destruction. Yahweh speaking first person, "I will destroy daughter Zion, so beautiful and delicate." Verse 6, "This is what the Lord Almighty says, cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. This city must be punished because it is filled with oppression." I want to just stop right there a second and remind you that in the time of Isaiah, the Assyrian forces came against Jerusalem, and the Lord prophesied that they would not build siege ramps against the city. In this case, the Lord is calling for the siege ramps. The Lord is saying now that, whereas Jeremiah is prophesying to the people of his day, in Isaiah's day, the Lord relented and didn't destroy Jerusalem. Now he's not going to relent, that there will be a siege. And so the Lord continues to speak in verse 8, "Take warning, Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate so that no one can live in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again like one gathering grapes." So no one's going to be spared, friends, is the idea. Jeremiah asked the Lord who he should tell, because he says nobody's listening. The words of Jeremiah, "To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it." And sadly, this was the condition of the people in the bulk of Jeremiah's ministry. They just didn't want to hear what he had to say, even though it was the truth. And so the Lord replies that all of the nation has become corrupted. He says, "From the least to the greatest, they're all greedy for gain, prophets and priests alike. They dress up the wound of my people as though it were not serious. The false prophets and priests say, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their conduct?" God asked. "No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them," says the Lord. Then he reminds Jeremiah and the people of Israel of his frequent unsuccessful attempts to reach them. He says that he's constantly come to them and said, "If you walk in my ways, the good ways, you'll find rest for your souls." But the people of Israel said, "We will not. We will not walk in it." And he says, "I appointed watchmen over you." And they said, "We will not listen." The watchmen, of course, were the prophetic voices that were speaking about what was coming. And so the Lord says, judgment has now been decreed. An army is coming from the north. A great nation has been stirred up, and they're armed. They'll be coming because you won't listen. The chapter closes with a little twist on Jeremiah's commission. He's already been commissioned by the Lord as a prophet to the nations. Now he's being commissioned as a spiritual tester of the condition of Judah. And Judah is compared to ore, ore containing metal. So Jeremiah is a tester of the metal. He's God's tester of the mettle of Israel. Let me read the words. The Lord says, I have made you, Jeremiah, a tester of metals, and my people are the ore, so that you may observe and test their ways. In other words, Jeremiah has been enlisted in the evaluation of the people. Verse 28, continuing, the Lord speaking, they are all hardened rebels, going about to slander. They are bronze and iron. They all act corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire, but the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are called rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them. And so the idea of the crucible and the purification of metal is a metaphor or an illustration the Lord uses both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In this case, Israel's metal is being tested and it's being found defective because the Lord has rejected them, just like a metal tester would reject impure silver or unrefinable gold, etc. Now, friends, I just want to close this chapter with a quick exhortation. Like the people of Israel, the Lord reminds all people frequently of his attempts to reach them. From the time we're born till the time we die, the Lord is working out a redemptive plan for each of us to come to him, to be saved, and to be part of his eternal family. But ultimately, if we reject the Lord, he will indeed relent from his pursuit of us. So, friends, we want to have soft hearts. When the Lord speaks, we want to have listening ears. When the Lord draws near, we want to reciprocate and draw near to him. And so, Lord, we pray that we would have tender hearts. Give us grace to turn toward you. Lord, may we have ears that can hear when you're giving us a word of correction. Forgive us, Lord, when we've resisted correction. Help us, Lord, to walk in your paths. Help us to walk in the ancient paths. Lord, your ways are good. We want to see the good way and know the good way and walk in it. Lord, if we do that, we know you'll give us rest. We bless you now and we pray, help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.